BBC.
LearningEnglish.com.
Hello and welcome to Weekender. I'm William Kramer. Now, for over a billion people across the world, this weekend is very special. It's Easter weekend, the time that Christians remember the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ, which they believe happened 2,000 years ago. They believe Jesus was crucified, that is, that he was killed by being attached to a wooden cross. The verb is crucify, and the noun is also commonly used, crucifixion. Christians also believe Jesus was resurrected after 3 days. This means that he came alive again. Resurrect. The noun form is resurrection. Now, Easter Day is on Sunday, and it's always on a Sunday. The Friday before Easter Sunday, so that's today, is called Good Friday, and this is the day that Christians believe Jesus was crucified. The day before Good Friday, so yesterday, is called Maundy Thursday. Now let me give you just one more piece of vocabulary. It's a noun, and it is service. You've probably heard this word before, but in a religious context, it means a ceremony where people come together, usually in a church. Let's hear from Emily Hollins, who is a colleague of mine at the BBC and who is a Catholic. Now, Emily is going to mention something called the Blessed Sacrament. See if you can work out what the Blessed Sacrament is.
At the Maundy Thursday service, we have the Blessed Sacrament, which is a piece of the bread, the holy bread, and it's displayed so that people can kneel down before it and watch and wait with Jesus. And the reason we're watching and waiting is because that was the night he was praying in a garden, waiting for the guards to come and arrest him, to take him to be crucified.
Did you hear? Listen again.
At the Maundy Thursday service, we have the Blessed Sacrament, which is a piece of the bread, the holy bread, and it's displayed so that people can kneel down before it and watch and wait with Jesus. And the reason we're watching and waiting is because that was the night he was praying in a garden, waiting for the guards to come and arrest him, to take him to be crucified.
Emily says that the Blessed Sacrament is a piece of bread, the holy bread. In a Catholic church service, a priest says a prayer over some bread and wine, and Catholics believe that when the priest says this prayer, the bread becomes the body of Jesus Christ, and the wine becomes the blood of Jesus Christ. The priest, we might say, blesses the wine. He says a prayer which makes it holy. The past tense of to bless is blessed. But there's an adjective with the same spelling, but a different pronunciation. Blessed. It means the same as holy. So Catholics call this holy bread the Blessed Sacrament, and on Maundy Thursday it is displayed in church.
BBC Learning English. Everyday English, every day.
Now let's hear from Dima Kostenko, another colleague of mine at BBC Learning English. Dima is from Ukraine, and he describes for us the Easter Day service in the Orthodox Church.
The Easter service is an overnight service from Saturday to Sunday. It starts with people walking around the church with candles. They walk around the church 3 times, then they enter the church and the service continues.
So in Ukraine, people walk around the church 3 times before the service begins. Next, Dima describes what happens at the end of the service. As you listen, see if you can hear a word which means the same as to bless or to make holy.
And at the end of the overnight service, people's food, which they had brought into the church before the service, is being sanctified. The food is sanctified by the priest who sprinkles some holy water on it. And then after that, people eat and drink and celebrate the end of the Lent.
The word is sanctify. The priest sanctifies people's food in the service by lightly spreading some holy water on it. After their food has been sanctified, or blessed, they eat and drink. You can find out more about Easter traditions by following the links on the Weekender page on bbclearningenglish.com, where you can also download this programme as an MP3. I hope you have a great weekend, and if you're a Christian, I wish you a happy Easter. In today's programme, we heard from a Catholic and from an Orthodox Christian, but I'll leave you with the Easter bells of an Anglican cathedral. That's Lichfield Cathedral in England. Goodbye.
bbclearningenglish.com